This is Doc
and Maggie Church.
We're going to be reading Isaiah 9, 2-7.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressors. Every warrior's boot used in battle, and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of this government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. As the turbulent year ends, we as a nation are experiencing a major political and social divide, which is in constant change and confusion, being more drastic and dramatic every day. The election, the virus, and views on personal freedom and social responsibility has pushed many into a perpetual disharmony and even at times violence. We as Christians are presented with a great opportunity to take these differences and show how we as believers can spread the peace and confidence we have in an unchanging Jesus. This proclamation and our actions bring light out of the gloom and good news of our beliefs, as the harmony and peace that is within us is far greater than the divide and disharmony in our nation.
It is said in Hebrews 10, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds." Lord, guide us to be an encouragement to those around us. Help us look for opportunities to reach out to those who are not believers in Christ, helping them not just here and now, but showing them the hope for all eternity. We can do all things through you, for you are the source of our strength. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, Amen.
Amen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Phil Stubblefield.
I'm Andrew.
And I'm Melissa.
And we'd like to share the 23rd Psalm with you.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
You know, 2021 has brought our family sickness and health. It's brought us stress and anxiety, but also peace and reconciliation. And I think we're learning what the Apostle Paul talked about when he spoke of the thorn in his flesh. When you have something in your life that's very painful, and you pray to God to take it away, sometimes He chooses not to. And that can turn out to be a good thing, because it makes us more dependent on Him, which draws us closer to Him. And as Christ said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." May the Lord bless you in this coming year.
Merry Christmas!
Hi, Lifeway Church. This is Mike and Rachel Teodoro, and we'll be reading out of Romans 15, verses 5 to 13. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the Jews on behalf of God's truth, to confirm the promises made to the patriarchs, so that the Gentiles may glorify God for His mercy, as it is written, "Therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles, I will sing hymns to your name."
Again it says, "Rejoice, O Gentiles, with His people." And again, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and sing praises to Him, all you peoples." And again, Isaiah says, "The root of Jesse will spring up, one who will rise to rule over the nations. The Gentiles will hope in Him." May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. We pray that your family is blessed in the new year.
Good morning, Lifeway. Scott Cleveland here with my beautiful wife, Stacy, and my daughter, Raina.
Hi, Lifeway.
This morning, Raina is going to be reading for us from the book of John 14, verses 1 through 7.
"Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him."
So when we've seen Jesus, we've seen the Father. So be encouraged that we have a God who loves us so much. He came down to us.
We pray God's word would deeply encourage you and enrich your lives. On behalf of the Cleveland family, stay encouraged and may God bless you.
Happy New Year.
Good morning to all of you. I do pray that you're having a wonderful and enjoyable Christmas weekend. I do hope that you've had a chance to be a part of the Christmas Eve, one of those two Christmas Eve candlelight services this past Friday evening. Whether you attended in person, lighting those candles and singing those Christmas carols, or maybe you were able to join us online. But either way, what a beautiful weekend it has been, and it continues to be. This morning, as has already been stated, we are coming to you differently, completely online. We've now had almost 2 years of practice of this, but I hope that you're catching the spirit of what it is that we're doing and attempting to do today. We are not in lockdown. We are not trying to stay away from one another. In fact, quite the opposite. We are instead trying to show you how to be a total church family, house to house. A few families from our church are and have been helping us this morning bring this message to you out of Scripture and in the warmth of their greeting and their prayer from their own living room. Our worship team has prepared ahead songs of worship to help us focus on the glory of Christ and what He's done. In this modern world, my desire is that you understand that we come to you not just on a phone or a TV or a computer, but instead from my house to your house, from household to household, from family to family. But we are all together, one family, in this family of faith. I actually think this is a beautiful visual of the koinonia fellowship gathering. gathering that makes up the whole body of Christ, the church, on this special holiday weekend. We are coming into one another's homes, of course, in a streaming way, but we are touching one another's lives by design in a real and purposeful way. I pray that you feel that connecting fellowship with the rest of this wonderful Lifeway Church Fellowship family. You are in your living room, worshiping with all the rest of us in our own living rooms. But in that, we have created a holy space of worship. Our first two families read to you from the Old Testament passage and passages. You see, God's message of hope and redemption is not something that just appeared on Christmas morning or even on Easter Sunday at the resurrection. It actually started long, long ago. King David, 1,000 years before Jesus was even born, wrote those words out of Psalm 23, those familiar words, and they end with these words, "Surely goodness and love will follow me all of the rest of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Why would he say that? With all the problems and difficulties and conflicts that he had, why would he write that? He said this because he trusted in God's promise of redemption, in salvation, and the eternal hope that he found in the Almighty God. And then the prophet Isaiah, who wrote this in his 9th chapter, writes this to us as families. Isaiah wrote this about 700 years before the birth of Jesus, that eventually God would send a child and he would be a wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We read those words at Christmas time because they're so beautiful and they forecast the coming of the Savior, the child. But we often forget that these words, they connect God's constant heart that he's always had for humanity from the beginning of creation, the beginning of time. And he reaches from the oldest days then to the coming of Christ at Christmas. And then God's promise even stretches into the future. This promise comes for us, for you, for me today. You see, you too can find that hope by placing your faith in Christ. And then our third family read from the New Testament book, the New Testament book of Romans, Romans chapter 15. In this letter from the first century after the resurrection of Jesus, Paul writes that letter to that church at Rome, and it comes down to us even today, reminding us of the fact that God's promise of the Savior is as old as time itself, but this truth has now come alive for us today. That's why he said in Romans 15, "Is out of the root of Jesse." What does that mean? Jesse's that family lineage of King David, hundreds of years before Christ. This is no surprise to Christ, to God. Christ is his, the Almighty's design. And then it says in chapter 15, it is a message for the Gentiles. In other words, it's a message for the whole world. You know who that is? That's you, and that is me, even in the year 2021. Then our fourth family has read that famous passage that are the words of Christ himself out of the book of John, chapter 14. I hope you listen closely to those words, because these are some of the most powerful words and are the most powerful words that could ever be put into a printed page. These words were spoken verbally, and now we see them on the print with our own eyes. We live with a lot of human proclamations, don't we? We hear so many things that that come to our ears, and eventually they all kind of turn into noise, and we don't know what really to believe. But these words from John 14 are true. Real truth, God's truth. This is a truth that you can bank your entire life on. Jesus, before his death, told his disciples that he was going away to prepare a place for you and for me. And then when Thomas, the disciple, asked him, "Where are you going?" Jesus answered with in John 14, verse 6, and it's something that we all need to know and hear. Jesus said these words, ready? "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Now, I do pray that you had a wonderful Christmas season. In fact, for some of you, it's not over. You will still enjoy and celebrate small or large Christmas gatherings this weekend or in the days ahead, all the way up through New Year's. We're all wrapping up our calendar year in some fashion. You might be reflecting on the good parts as well as the challenging parts of 2021. And many of us, most of us, make a wish for the new year that somehow it becomes better. Well, honestly, I cannot promise you this at all. But I can promise you these two things. Number one, the calendar number will change, whether you want it to or not. And number two, you can find eternal life and security in the Savior, Jesus Christ. That's unbelievably important. I want to challenge you with the greatest words of eternal truth that Jesus challenged Thomas with in that passage that this family read for you and that we recrowed it again. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's what Jesus said. That's our message. Jesus is our life. And if you can understand anything, please understand this. Jesus Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. Jesus Christ is the only way. Jesus Christ is life. Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior of all mankind. The question is he your personal Savior? Have you trusted him? You can do so even today, right now, sitting in your own living room, streaming through all this. How? Well, by taking a quiet moment personally and talking to him. He is listening. I want to pray along with you right now, for you right now, but also ask that you consider following along with me. And maybe I strongly suggest and encourage you to talk to the Almighty. Let me pray for you and let me pray with you right now. Almighty, sovereign God of the universe, the creator of all mankind, I ask that we humbly now come to you. Yes, the calendar is changing. And yes, we are all in a holiday spirit. And some of us have had painful things to reflect back on. And some of us have had wonderful things. And some of us have had a combination of all of those things. And we have uncertainty about certain kinds of things for the future. But God, today we want certainty. And I want to pray for every one of us who is sharing in this worship experience to reach out to you, the only certain thing, the only certain one who's provided life. Right now, God, I want to open up my heart and my life and invite you to guide and be a part of my very existence, my very heart, my very life. Now listen to me, everybody. I want you to pray that prayer again with me. If you're ready to receive Christ, say this again. Dear Jesus, I invite you into my heart. Come into my life. Reside and move in. I need you. I know I am not worthy of this. I have sinned and I have created some things in my life that I know sometimes drives me far, far, far away from you. But I invite you into my life for forgiveness, for restoration, for eternity and hope that I find and can only find in you, no matter what the circumstances that this world may bring me. I today want you to be my Lord and my Savior. I invite you in. In the name of Jesus Christ, and if you prayed this, you say this, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Savior, I lift up this prayer to you, Almighty God. Amen. My prayer is that maybe you trusted Christ even this morning as you've heard these verses read, and we're going to hear more verses read that are incredibly encouraging, and that maybe you've trusted Christ even today. If you have done that, maybe even for the very first time, and I want you to let me know. I want you to let our church family, this wonderful fellowship, know. Because we're online, you can just take a moment and you can email us. There's their email address on inside the link of where we're at the church office and in those places, as well as, or even just sign in online, depending on the streaming device that you're on. But let me know, let us know as a church family so that we can encourage you and give you next steps in your own life. But I pray that you've had a Merry Christmas, and I pray that you have a Happy New Year. But we're not quite finished with our worship. I want you to hear these other families from our church who want to bring you God's word and God's blessing. And then we're going to conclude with song and a final goodbye from me in a few minutes.
Good morning. We are the Lynns. I am Alvin.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Isaiah.
1 Peter verses 3-9. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And even though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls.
We want to wish you a new year filled with God's blessings and with joy in the Lord, and thus look forward to year 2022 with hope in our faithful Lord Jesus Christ. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Greetings. Welcome to our home. We're mother and son. I'm Mel.
And I'm Tony. Please open your Bible to Philippians chapter 2, verses 1-11.
Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
We'd like to leave you with these words of encouragement from Joshua 1:9. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you everywhere you go.
Blessings to everyone.
Those are marvelous passages that you heard from the church families that again just remind us of why we get a chance to celebrate the one and only truth. I hope you caught those. But I want to finish all of that with something that Jesus said to his disciples at the very end. He told them, even before his death on the cross, he says, I have told you these things. This is John chapter 16, verse 33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.